Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in Tupelo, Mississippi. This is Time to Tune Your Dial to the Station to Make You Smile, the really show on the radio, WMNG. This is The Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr._NiceGuyTees. Mr. Nice Guy also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees, and the online store at squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure you enter your promo code Guy Nice. Get your special discount, so your support for the show. We get some more time on the air here with you, ladies and gentlemen. 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number for all the listeners. Everybody live. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation. Everybody in Radio Land. As usual, we got the at work check-in. You want to call in, give you a shout-out. You got any questions, comments, 516-418-5813. This is The Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. For everybody who's been with us and following the story, I give you the latest update. One of my daughters has been discharged and released and came home on Saturday. Yeah, God is good, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but I still got one more. in the inside. So, it looks like she probably got about 2 more weeks or something. She's coming along good, though. She's doing her thing. Very blessed, man. It's very fortunate. It's a bittersweet experience, though, because, you know, you're bringing her home, but her twin sister is still over there. And then the responsibilities of caring for her now. My wife spent a lot of time at the hospital with both of them, you know, trying as much as she could to be involved and to take care of them there. And now she kind of split because, you know, that's a lot of time. If they're in the same space, makes it more efficient. But that's a lot of time driving back and forth. And it's also a lot of effort that go into that, going over there, you know, going through the hospital procedure, even though now she's in the open crib. So it's kind of like, you just go in there and pick up. You ain't got to help me get out and unhook all this shit or whatever. So it's a better situation. The NICU is a unique experience. So it's a lot to go into it, man. So it was bittersweet. My wife was emotional about it. And she took it hard at first, but it's good because I just reminded her that you got to be, you know, you got to look at the positive side. And one of them is coming home. So get to be here with her, build those bonds and moments and memories, and do everything we can to help our younger daughter come home as soon as possible so we can do the same and be back complete as a family. So it's a lot to go into that, and it's a lot of pressure and stress there, and everybody deal with stress in different ways. Relationships are often affected and impacted by stress that one or both of the partners are under, and maybe improper management of that stress, because sometimes you take your frustrations out on other people, and when you're angry about something else, really you're just projecting all of that into this and onto this person. So being inconsiderate is what I'm saying. But we all choose to handle stress in different ways. But I just try to remind her the positive things of the situation. Fast forward, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things is happening, you know what I mean? I try my best to be a positive person and have a positive outlook. Try to see the best in all things. Be grateful. Anything is plenty, man. That's the slogan. Shout out to Devin the Dude. Be appreciative of what it is and what I have. Because it could be less and it could be worse every time. But from time to time, you'll slip into this mold where it's, nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? This things ain't looking good. You know, prospects ain't looking nice. And I envision something different for this time. Where I would be, how things should be, where I could be, my status and the things that I have, my earning wages, my living situation, my prosperity. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of those goals are selfish goals because they're mine. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. But I'm skipping past a lot of shit to make that point right now. And I just want to illustrate that so you don't feel like, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, get yours, B. Yeah, nah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I understand that those feelings and those thoughts are motivated by selfishness, which I don't feel like is a positive thing. Because in order for me to really be prosperous and successful, I need to take care of the people that are around me. I need to take care of my family. I need to take care of, you know, I say my family, and I feel like that just encompasses all of what Mr. Nice Guy is. But that's a lot of friendships and a relationship. That's a lot of branches on that tree, you know. But it's important that that tree continues to be alive and that it continues to grow. But from time to time, I get in that mode and I be like, fuck this shit, bro. Like, I'm God Nice. I'm your guide to the Mr. Nice Guy lifestyle, right? That's what I'm here for. I guess that would be my official title. Can't put that on a business card. But that's what I'm here for. I'm your guide to the Mr. Nice Guy lifestyle. And that is, to tell you the truth, man, it's the road less traveled. It take a lot of determination, take a lot of perseverance. It take dedication, take discipline. It's all them things, and it's not that you got to have them in order to do it, but you just got to practice them to continue to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's the point. Because you're not going to be great at shit the first time. Sometimes you are, and people love those things, and they tend to marry themselves to those things. I think I was making jokes last week about the fry cooks and shit like that, right? Like, that's, you know, in that direction, right? Because you may really want to do this, but then you find this thing, and you the man, and everybody's on your nuts. You're like, yeah, I'm going to keep rocking with this. I'm the man here. Everybody wants to feel that sense of accomplishment and that sense of worth, I guess. It's the feeling of people needing you. You know what I'm saying? It's what I like to believe. You know, the ego is a motherfucker. Ego is a heavy thing, man. Ego is a heavy thing. You got to understand that ego is that selfish shit. So anytime you in that mode, like everybody feel like they got to take care of themselves. That's true. But ideally, wouldn't everything be better if we took care of each other? Because as I'm explaining it to y'all, at least trying to illustrate partially the responsibilities and tasks that, you know, my wife was facing at the time. All right, right now, shit. That it provide you an example of, you know, deal with somebody going through this, their point of view, this is what they thinking, this is how they feeling. So what can I do to help alleviate some of this pressure and stress? You know what I'm saying? That would be the right approach and attitude. That ain't always a practice, though. You know what I'm saying? That was a piece of the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? I was frustrated by a lot of things. So I was feeling like, fuck this shit, man. I was feeling like, yo, I was just about to bail. You know what I'm saying? About to bail on this radio shit. Sorry, y'all, but I just keep it 100. I'm about to bail on this radio shit. I'm about to bail on this Mr. Nice Guy shit. I'm about to bail. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to bail. I just about to square up, working stiff, and be with my family. You know what I'm saying? Let all this other shit go. You know, I didn't tell nobody about it. I didn't want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of talking about shit, you know? I do enjoy this opportunity. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about quitting, but don't get me wrong. I was thinking about quitting. But don't get me wrong. I love this opportunity, man, and I understand how valuable this platform is. And it's not something that I'm ready to walk away from just John Blaze like that. It ain't just a snap decision, you know? I guess that's why I'm here. But I push myself to the max. I say, well, you know, if you're unsatisfied with the way things are, ultimately that's where I was at. If you're unsatisfied with the way things are, then change them. We often, you know, when you deal with relationships, you're dealing with more than one person. And we just not talking about relationships, your significant other, your partner. We're talking about, you know, friendships and being a dad and being a brother and being an uncle and being a friend and being an employee, you know what I'm saying? Being a leader. All these different hats that you wear as a person every day, all the time. Being an American. Whatever matters to you, man. Everybody got different, because you choose the hats out of the collection. And you keep them with you and put them on whenever you feel like they're necessary. Some people don't have such a great collection. But who am I to say anyway? It took me a little while to come to the point to understand that I needed to do something different. That's where my frustration was coming from. That, hey, man, you know, well, listen. What are you going to do? You going to keep complaining about this shit? That's why I'm tired of talking. It's like everybody else complain. That's all people do is complain about something. 80% of conversation people have with each other is complaining about something. Essentially, that's what the jump off. That's what Twitter the jump off is for, complaining about something. And if I put it in a broad fucking category here, it's social media, period. Complaining about something. Number one trend in social media, period. Dominate that shit. And selfie. Don't forget about the selfie selfie challenge. Selfie showdown. Showcase. Show off. Shootout. Show no. Anyway, we're going to bring that to y'all motherfuckers up. Definitely, man, complain about shit. People love to complain. It's America's paid pastime. Fuck baseball. Very people love to complain. Period. But ain't many people who trying to do things to change it, bro. So it make it really, really difficult to do things to change it when you complaining too, because you're eating up time right there. But on the other side from that, you diminishing the morale, your own morale. And also whatever morale may exist in these motherfuckers that are around you, because people are always around you. We live in a social society, man. I'm trying to make y'all understand the importance of that. Not social media, bruh. Socialization, your personal interaction with people on a daily basis. I illustrated almost every day in an impersonal way of how people are disrespectful and completely unconscious of other human beings in their own vicinity. But then I also use my own personal life to demonstrate how this shit happens to everybody all the time. And you do it to your wife, and you do it to your kids, and you do it to your friends, and you do it to your mama. You know what I'm saying? Everybody say they love their mama, but how many times you sitting on the phone talking with her for an hour? Ain't many people do that, just sit down and be talking. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm busy, mom. Got stuff to do, man. Brad's finna come over, man. We're gonna rip this dab. Look at my dab. Side D. Dime, dime, yo. I be dumbed out on that Vine shit, I know. It's all good, man. I got to stay up on the social media, man. We hustling it. I like it, bro. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I encourage that real-life socialization. I'm here on the platform to talk to y'all. I'm in the street with the Mr. Nice Guy shit to meet people and to make friends. Because you never know who life is going to change and who could change your life. That's how you continue. Like, when I was talking about before how you, people want to feel like they the man, and I bring it back full circle and connect it all the way around 285. When you have that situation, everybody want to be in because they feel needed, right? That's what I said. You feel like you the man. You feel valuable. You know what I'm saying? You feel like an asset. You have a place, and it's good. So another way you can accomplish that every day is to get out here and meet people and understand that there's always somebody who needs your help, whether or not you see them. And like I talked about homeless people, but it ain't just homeless people too. It's people out here who, it's a lot of ignorance in the world. In the information age, there's an abundance of ignorance. Somebody please explain that to me, the irony of life. You know what I'm saying? So, ignorance, in my personal opinion, I view ignorance as a disease, man. A lot of these problems and these issues that we face, if you look at them on a large scale, these very large issues that we deal with in this country, in America, I guess you could take it to the world, right? It's all around the world. A lot of majority of issues that we deal with as people, the way that we view things is majority of the time what ends up making impact on the situation. When you go into a situation with the idea of, oh, this is going to be bad, man. This is going to be, you know what I'm saying? It's going to go all the way left, and she ain't finna feel this, and I'm finna fuck this up, man. I wanted this good enough and all that. You putting so much negative, you putting so much time and energy into this negative idea and energy. At this point, how could you not fuck this up? Without worrying about how people are going to feel or think about it, because you would have people that would make the argument that this person doing this because they know people looking at them, and they don't want this person to think that they did. So, you know, feed into this stereotype, because everybody got, the truth of the matter is that everybody got biases and everybody got a point of view that's skewed based upon your history and your preference, based upon your amount of knowledge and the range of which that knowledge spans. It's a lot of things to learn and know out here in this world. That's what makes it the information age, because that information is more easily available now. You can find out what the trends are in Japan, in China, Korea, Russia, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Boise, Idaho, at your fingertips right now, from the shit that's in your pocket that you walk around with. You can find out what the trends right now, what's popular amongst these people from this age to this age. And then let's say, all right, man, fuck it, we gonna go to Japan, we gonna go see what the fuck this shit about, and we go there and we go find these people and talk to them. and whatever. Did it. Like, I done seen all different types of things. I'm just a person who's, I don't want to say open-minded, you know, but I like to learn, and I'm interested. I'm curious. There's a lot of shit in this world that I'll never see. So why not pay attention to the shit that I'm privileged to see, that I'm allowed to see? With this little bitty amount of time that was given to me to wander this vast planet, you know, everybody that says we're out of space or aliens and shit, like, bro, this whole fucking thing, this galaxy and all this shit down here that exists and all that, bro, it fucking VR, virtual reality, whatever, StarCraft, whatever the fuck this shit is, bro, nah. Not in your lifetime would you be able to go out here and explore space in that way. Not in your lifetime, you would not be able to do that. So I wouldn't even spend my time, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even spend my time investing too much energy into that. It may be nice for you to know what's out here and shit like that. But let's say Jupiter going to be the next place that they find out people could live there, and that's where we all finna go. You know how long it's finna take you to get to Jupiter? How old you finna be when you get there? You're going to be living in a retirement community on Jupiter. Same old shit, cuz. Fuck you talking about, man? But it's a lot of things to pay attention to out here, man. Being aware. My approach, once again, ignorance is a disease. So how do we treat this disease? We treat this disease with information. We treat it by educating people. We treat it by taking these opportunities. When you see somebody, not necessarily doing something wrong or saying something wrong, but you see somebody practicing ignorance. Because you know what, when you see it, dog, like, nah, you shouldn't do that. Cat Williams and this kid should not be this close to each other, talking to each other this way. Excuse me, let me step in here. Back up, gentlemen. Let's keep everything friendly here. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, too fucking crazy. Nobody, why would we do that? We want to see somebody punch somebody. Nah, no, we don't. What we want to do is make sure that these two people say, step in here, he's like, just intervene real fast. Make the effort, because I know the energy is wrong. We ain't got to fight, cuz. We cool. What the fuck we fighting over? Everything good, man. I got that blunt. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're in seventh grade. You look old as fuck. You look like you got ID. Come on back around that corner, bruh. Cat Williams, you know, it's weed. I don't know what else you into at the moment. But you say you're down, so let's find out, bruh. Y'all sit down, let's have that powwow. Cause it's cool. Like, it's not about detaching your emotions or your feelings or yourself from the situation. It's completely about you and yourself in the situation. But if you, for a minute, allow yourself to consider that other person is more important than you are, or at least equally as important as you are, then that gonna cause you to disrupt that train of thinking about how you're feeling and what, you know what I'm saying, what this situation is, at least for a second, for you to ponder it. Because we always feel like we're the most important person in the situation. Tell me if I'm wrong on that. Because after this situation, fuck you. I still got to be me. I still got to live my life after this. Whatever the fuck happens here. Whatever situation you're talking about. You could be talking about your employment situation. Like, fuck that. I'm not finna conform to these standards and do this shit, blah, 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 whoop de whoop. I still got to be me after this. I'm, you know, whatever, whatever. I got ideas. I know the best way to do this shit. Like, you may or may not be true, but everybody feel like that. Everybody feel like what they're doing is the best thing to do. And then you also have those same people that are envying the things that other people are doing. So that's, like, listen, put all that together in one pot, in one person. And what the fuck you got? Whole bunch of conflict. That's why we all obsessed with conflict, because we have a conflict that's going on within ourselves. We're conflicted every day. dealing with this struggle of knowing that we could do more and we should do more. And you should make that call. And you should have said, excuse me. You should have said, thank you. You should have said, hello. You could have smiled. You should have picked up that trash. You shouldn't have cut that person off. You shouldn't have stole that. They gave you the incorrect change. You should have gave it back to them. That's just how I feel. That ain't me. I ain't judging y'all. If you don't feel like that, fuck it. You feel like that's a come up? Hey, man, do you, bro. Congratulations. You $7 richer. You know what I'm saying? What are these things really worth, man? Because everything come at a cost. Once you understand that, you got to think a little bit more carefully, man. Everything come at a cost. It is a little bit of risk management that come into play, as reckless as everybody thinks I am. The risk assessment, should I say. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit of risk assessment that does come into play. Because everything comes at a cost. Sacrifice is a very important thing in all relationships. And understanding what sacrifice means, you know? Because when you give that, it's not with expectation of anything. Not expectation to be returned, not expectation, not it shouldn't even be with a thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's y'all too. You're going to do extra shit. You're going harder than everybody else for that little bit of money. You shouldn't be expecting a pat on the back or congratulations or employee of the month or nothing. It's your job. That's what you feel compelled to do. Everybody else don't feel that way. They never will. You can inspire people to try to achieve their true potential. And I feel like that's what we do here in Mr. Nice Guy, the people that are fortunate enough to have this opportunity. I feel like that's what we do. We go out there and be the example or try to be, you know what I'm saying? Because like I told you, I had no moments where I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm finna it's time to shake this up, do something else, moving on. You know what I'm saying? But when you find things in your life that you know are valuable to you, then you got to put in the effort and the work in order to keep them things stabilized and to keep them things growing. Like we talked about all the branches of our tree here that is our family. I mean, all them branches are equally important. Should be. It is to us at on the tree. You know what I'm saying? So when we're out there enjoying the leaves in the fall and the landscape, consider that too. Every branch on that tree is important. That tree is important. That tree is alive. But its life don't matter because we need paper. I'm not trying to make a mockery of y'all, man. I'm just saying things don't got to be the way they are. If you enjoy it, shit, I enjoy it. I do like virtual reality and smoking Newport cigarettes and rolling up fat-ass swishers. I do. But I know that things could be different, too. And what I'm hearing from everybody else is that they want things to be different. So we got to start making some changes, man. I'm just here to offer some insight. Like I said, I'm Guy Nice. I'm your guide into the Mr. Nice Guy lifestyle. This has been another edition of The Night Shift. I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening, man. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation, everybody in Radio Land. Till next time, see you on the other side.